You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's dig out of that Kyle Pitts-sized hole in your lineup. Next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I mean, I guess you didn't have to start Kyle Pitts, and if you're smart, you didn't. I'm Chris Towers here on FFT in 5, here with Adam Azer. We're going to talk some start sit calls for Week 10. I'm just frustrated watching the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday Night Football. It's like Marcus Mariota is like a normal bad quarterback. And then when he's throwing to Kyle Pitts, he can't get within 10 yards. It's the damnedest thing. I was just on full tilt watching this game. I have kept the faith in Kyle Pitts. I still think he's an incredibly talented player, but I mean, you can't start him moving forward if you have anybody viable, right?
I guess not. But at the same time, there's some encouraging signs for a guy. I'm pretty negative on Kyle Pitts, but I feel like his value is at its absolute lowest right now. And you might want to consider just buying him on the cheap for pennies on the dollar, because yeah, like Mariota can't be this bad, right? I mean, he missed him for a 75-yard touchdown last week, missed him wide open on that crosser this week. And Mariota played an awful game. The weather could have been a factor for sure, but he's below average quarterback who was just miserable today. So, I mean, I feel like Pitts is getting a lot of targets lately. He's getting end zone targets lately. There are some reasons to think he might be okay going forward. So if someone's like about to drop him, maybe, but I would not want to start Kyle Pitts if I could avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to this for me, I think, is he's in the touchdown or bust range, which means he's probably below Gerald Everett and Greg Dulcich and Pat Freiermuth and Dalton Schultz moving forward. He's definitely below that tier. I think he's probably in the, like, I don't know, if you're starting Foster Moreau, you know, I think Kyle Pitts is probably ahead of him. I'd rather do that. You know, your Mike Gesicki's and Juwan Johnson and Taysom Hill. Like, I'd still rather roll the dice on Kyle Pitts getting 28% of his team's targets. It's just, God, that was frustrating to watch. But let's talk about something positive. Deonte Foreman, 31 carries, 130 yards and a touchdown in this one. Are we just viewing him as a low-end RB2 moving forward? Or is that underselling him?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, last week he was absolutely terrible. He had 7 carries for 23 yards and 2 catches for negative 2 yards. He's not going to give you much in the passing game, so he's going to be a little bit game script dependent. I think at this point, I'm confident that as long as they can hang around in games, he's going to have a good game. You know, he's going to at least have the opportunity to have a good game, have enough carries. I think there could be some real duds in there, like next week in Baltimore could be a dud. Schedule's okay. I mean, there's not a ton of teams that I think are going to blow them out. Pittsburgh and Detroit aren't going to blow them out. Denver's probably not going to blow them out. So I don't think you have to sell or anything like that, but I don't think he's going to be as good as he's been in the 2 games against Atlanta. I think somewhere in the middle, RB2 kind of player is in non-PPR, maybe more like low-end RB2 in full PPR, but that does sound like I'm pretty low on Deonte Foreman. I see the trap in there.
He's probably a touchdown dependent running back on a bad offense, right? Like, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, let's see, over 100 and
yeah, he's rushed for 103 of the last 4. Yeah,
so maybe that's a little harsh. But he's just, unlike Damian Pierce, he's just not involved in the passing game much at all. So you just see there could be some bad weeks if things don't go right for the Panthers.
All right, let's move on to some Week 10 start sit calls. We'll start first Thursday at practice. No Josh Allen, no Matthew Stafford. Kyler Murray was limited, so we could be missing even more quarterbacks. I think Kyler Murray is going to play, but I am really worried about him not running with that hamstring injury. He's pretty mediocre, and that might be generous at this point as a passer this season. But let's talk about Justin Herbert against San Francisco. That's a tough matchup, although San Francisco does have a lot of injuries. Are you starting Justin Herbert? He's passed for more than 300 yards on average over his past 3 games, but just 3 touchdowns on 151 pass attempts, 6.14 yards per attempt. in that span. What are you viewing him as?
Low-end starter. Very close with him and Garoppolo, but I would take Justin Herbert because Garoppolo's got these two touchdown passes in four straight games, and he's just barely getting you 20-21 fantasy points. What if against one of the worst defenses in football, Garoppolo only gets you one touchdown pass, then you're in the 15 range. So I'll take Herbert. You know, I watched this through. I watched him last week, and I know the numbers weren't amazing, but he is still... he's still incredible. I mean, nobody's talking about what's wrong with Justin Herbert. It's just a matter of the weapons. Look at the low end starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You could start Trevor Lawrence over him. I see more upside there, but I wouldn't do it. I'd still go with Herbert. I'm okay. The guys that you picked up along the way that you could start over Herbert would obviously be Fields and Tua. That's an easy call. Geno Smith, I'd start. But not Garoppolo.
That's fair. Are we starting Jonathan Taylor this week? It looks like he's going to be back. Deion Jackson hasn't practiced, but Jonathan Taylor, I believe, was a full participant on Thursday. Looks like he's back, but it's the Colts offense. We have no idea what to expect.
I'm starting him. You know, he's a number two guy. He's not. He's obviously going to be behind the Travis Etienne's and Damian Pierce's and Ken Walker's of the world. Those guys have overtaken him. I'd start Miles Sanders over Jonathan Taylor, but... you know, Taylor, it was a little encouraging what he did 2 weeks ago. He didn't score because Nyheim Hines got a touchdown, but he got a decent amount of work. He ran, you know, pretty effectively, and the Raiders are really beat up at linebacker. They've put Divine Diablo on IR. Blake Martinez played over 90% of the snaps last week and retired this week. Denzel Perryman is questionable but limited in practice. He'll probably play. So, yeah, you know, I think I'm just – pretty much going to tell people to start Jonathan Taylor. I'm sure there'll be some tough calls, but I think he's a start.
Yeah, I'd start him. He's in the Damian Pierce range for me. I'd start him over Leonard Fournette. I would start him over Ezekiel Elliott. I would start him over James Conner. So yeah, I think he's a low-end RB1, high-end RB2 for this week. And that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about some waiver wire stashes for you. And we'll be back on Sunday morning with the latest injury news you need to know. We'll see you then.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.